For my final post on the reading, after reading A Child Called It, I will be answering some questions that were given to me. First question is, what human rights themes appear in this work? Well, themes that appear in this work, of this book, that have to do with human rights include depolarization and survival. The second question is, who is responsible for this human rights abuse? For this abuse against Dave's human rights, his mother is mostly accountable because she is the abuser, the one taking these rights from him. Others that knew about the abuse yet didn't take action to stop it can also be held accountable because they had knowledge of what was going on, but did nothing to help the situation. The third question is, what specific articles of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights are involved? Specific articles of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that are violated include Article 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 24, 25, and 27. The fourth question is, what action is taken to defend human rights in this novel? To defend human rights against Dave's, a couple of his school teachers and a police officer came together to free Dave from his mother and her harshness held against Dave. Dave was the only one of the children that was hated and that was abused. As for what was held against Dave, his mother hated him. She abused, starved, and enslaved him to the family. Fifth question is the action effective? Is the action violent? Was a non-violent action possible? Yes, the action is effective because he is set free from his abuse. The action is not violent and somewhat peaceful for all. The action was completely non-violent. His mother was very abusive with contact, feelings, and torture. For the sixth question, it is, will the action make a long-term change in society? The action to set Dave free will set an impact on mostly Dave, the teachers, and his family. But the action of Dave's mother's abuse against him affects the whole community because they are all taught to think poorly of Dave. They all think that Dave is less than equal to them and is a slave, should not be looked at, respected, or fed. The seventh question is, what does this novel say about human dignity? In what ways is human dignity affirmed or undermined? Does any character especially embody human dignity? This novel shows how when looked down upon by everyone, a person can truly become to look down upon himself. He starts off believing in himself, and as he is exposed to more and more abuse, he begins to hate everything as everyone hates him. Dave's mother shows too much human dignity as she is too overpowered, couraged, and stuck up. For question 8, it says, what does this work say about individual responsibility for human rights, about the relationship between white rights and responsibility? This work shows that individual responsibility is not always a cause for what is done to them. They may do nothing wrong, but what others think and do to him is their own thing. Whereas a person should not always go along with whether they say or do, and to take it upon themselves to change and be different. The relationship between human rights and responsibility go hand in hand as to where if you act negatively towards someone, you could possibly be taking away their rights as well. Ninth question is, does this work contrast the needs of the individual with the needs of major society? What does this work say about the relationship between the individual and society? This work does contrast the needs of the individual with the needs of the society because in the individual, they are the odd ones out, whereas in society, you do not want to be the odd one out and you're looked down upon if you are the odd one out. The needs of society is to go with the flow, whereas the needs of individual is to be yourself, whoever that is. The work, I think, states that the need of individual is different from the needs of society because in society you follow one another, whereas in individual you are independent. You're yourself, whoever you are. The 10th question is, are there similar human rights issues in your country, your community, or your school? Yes, there are most likely similar human rights issues in almost all countries. There might be some in my community and school, although I hope that there is not, because that would mean abuse, and especially against children, which is horrible. The 11th question, how can you defend these rights? Who would you speak to? What would you say? What kinds of actions would be effective and appropriate? What actions are already being taken? With whom could you form alliances to address these problems? I think you can defend these rights by standing up to be the larger person and take a stand for these people who are harmed like this. I would speak to a trusted adult or police officer to try and get this person out of their harmful environment. The actions that should be taken into consideration is that the person getting abused should be removed from the abusive environment and put someplace positive. The abuser should then get in serious legal trouble for their crime and maybe even go to jail. Actions towards that are already being taken, as there are safe havens places around town that are made for these types of situations, and these issues are not taken lightly by trusted adults and police enforcement. They have laws set against issues like these, and they have punishment for adults who commit them. You could alliance with the school, police, and legal force to address these issues. Well, that was all. So, I'm officially done with a child called It.